safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What happening, man? Welcome everybody to the show, man. Ah, I appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. Hold on a second. I still have my sounds loaded up from the last episode. Hold on a second. Let me get this in. All right. Yeah, I gotta make sure I got my my but you probably do okay. K100 in the radio, man. You break it down. You know, episode 317. Everything sounding the same. You know what it is, man. Welcome to the Subway, the Underground Rider, man. Where we break indie music. You understand? And we just try to give artists a platform. You know, I'm trying to stall out like for a second. Okay. Yeah. Let's see what we got. We got it now. Load it up. There it is. Anyway, 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That is indeed the address that you can check us out on the World Wide Web. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's where you can listen to us and stream us live on the air over the internet. Of course. You can also dial 347-934-0966. Listen in on your phone lines. Or if you can't tune in to us live from 8 to 10 p.m., 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Atlanta, New York Time, Miami Time, East Coast Time, all right, then you can always go to www.chainlessentertainment.com and listen to the replays, all right? Again, we air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. But if you can't catch us during the live hours, maybe you just get home from work and you got to get the kids together and all that. But you want to check out some great indie music, you got some options, all right? You can hit chainlessentertainment.com. You can either go back to the Blog Talk Radio site, /K100Radio, and listen to the replay there. Or you can subscribe to our podcast. We're an official podcast inside iTunes, So if you use iTunes, like you got an iPad, iPhone, all that kind of stuff, right? We got one of those gadgets. Cool. It's totally free. It doesn't cost you anything, man. Subscribe to our podcast in the iTunes store. Totally free. Doesn't cost you a red nickel. Okay? Not a penny. Not one coin. It's a couple of clicks of a button, and you can subscribe to our podcast. And you in there, man. Then that'll keep you updated with all the episodes of K100 Internet Radio that you might miss. You can play it live from iTunes if you want to, but you can also, like, download it. So you can download it and take it with you in your car. Like, you know, if you got one of those little contraptions in your car where you can plug in your iPod and let it play through your car, then just download the episode through iTunes and then plug it into your car, and you can ride and take K1's Internet Radio with you on the road, listen to some great indie music, you know what I'm saying, while you're away from your computer without your phone lines. And, of course, this is episode 317, so we got a lot of them, a lot of great talk segments and a lot of great indie music shows. Of course, you know, everybody has played the toll to get onto the Subway by going through Ill or Kill, our indie music review, where we play it live on the air, and the callers on the line, they say whether or not it's ill or should it be killed. Every song that you're hearing, well, every artist, I would say, not every song, every artist must go through this. Once you've been deemed ill as an artist, then, of course, they are welcome to submit more music, but there's rules and regulations to that. Of course, they have to wait 2 months. They can only have 2 songs in rotation at any given moment. All right, so, there's a couple things to consider. But once the artist gets ill on the show and, you know, they own it, they pay the toll to catch a ride on the Subway, man. Tonight, we've got 2 interviews. Normally, we don't do interviews in the middle of the Subway, but we're going to do two quick short interviews. We got the homie Wes Crave checking in from the A50. He's got a tour that he's got going on, and a tour with Ace Hood, and it's been hitting a couple of cities and stuff, and it was successful for him. And he's got a new joint that we just dropped here on the show last week. So he's going to come through and do a quick interview, tell us about the tour, tell us about the new single. You know what I mean? We're going to holler at him. Also, Ruin, Atlanta's Ruin, representing Southside Atlanta. She's going to be on the line tonight. And she's going to tell us about her new single that she's got with Stewie Rock called Bodyguard. So she's going to be on the second hour of the show. So the first hour, we'll have Wes Crave on the line. Second hour, we'll have Ruin on the line. Okay? So you guys make sure you call in if you're one of their supporters, or, you know, if you're on Twitter and you're following us and you want to hear some interviews, short interviews in the mix with the music. We're going to do that here tonight on the subway. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Once again, at K100_radio. And then you can follow me, yours truly, at Blizm, BLIZM. Once again, BLIZM. What else? Let's see. Chainless Entertainment, iTunes, Twitter, the show, the address. Oh, yeah. If you're an artist and you want to get onto the subway and you want to go ahead and go through Illichill, you must pay a toll, of course. Again, the email address for K100 Radio is K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, the word radio. K100Radio@gmail.com. And I really encourage everybody to go check out our parent site. Even if you're not trying to listen to K100 Radio or whatever, or even if you are, and you want to read up more about our movement, our label, listen to some of our music that we got going on with the company, of course, www.chainlessentertainment.com. And if you like what you see, man, share it with a friend. Put them up on game. Let them know about K100. Let them know about Chainless Entertainment, me, the other artists on the label and everything. And let's spread the word. Let's love. We do here on the show. We don't charge artists to get on the show. They just got to be about their grind, about their business. And that's it. You know what I mean? So let's go ahead and get it. Episode 317. But first, got somebody on the phone lines. Let's check in and see who this is checking in. 912. What up,
what's going on, man?
What's happening? Who this?
This Ben Jackson from Statesboro, Georgia. I was calling to let you know that I had submitted some music for my artist.
Okay.
The Futuristic Kids, the song is called Ride. So I just wanted you to check it out and see if you like it, you know what I'm saying? But that's absolutely why I was hollering at you.
All right. Well, of course, you know, like I said on the show, I can like it, I can hate it, I can love it, but the only way that it gets onto this particular segment in rotation, of course, it has to go through Illichill.
So, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I think it'll pass, though.
Oh, absolutely. Most if it's good and if it's recorded properly, like a lot of artists, they may have a hot song or whatever, but they didn't spend the money to get it mixed and mastered, and so when we play it on the show, it sounds like shit and it gets killed.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
So that happens all the time.
It's straight. I think you'll like it though.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Well, if you did send us to it, then we'll be emailing out all the music submissions Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. Illichill airs on Wednesdays, every Wednesday. Pretty much. It varies. Sometimes we move it, we'll let you know. But most time we do Illichill on Wednesdays.
Okay, that was up.
Pretty sure that's when it's going to go down this week. So just be checking for your email, for the email response to us and all that kind of stuff. And you know, if you get that response, that means we've got the music ready. So make sure you hit the phone lines and have your artists and his supporters hit the phone lines. Because sometimes people get on Illichill, I may not even like the song, but they flood the phone lines with 40 people and all their friends, and it makes it. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that support is sometimes that support is what make or break a record getting onto the show, an artist.
Oh,
all right?
Yeah, you're right about that. I appreciate your time, though, man. I really do.
All right, man. Thanks. Salute to you, homie.
All right. Yes.
All right. One more. 444. Get started. 444-429. What up, though? Who this?
Man, you already know who this is, man. It's Charlie Young, bro.
What happening, homie?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, man?
Oh, cool, man. You know, I'm just calling in just to salute you, man. You know what I mean? I tried to call in last time, but I guess I wasn't on time to call, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's all right. The homie Charlie Young, he's got a new joint. He's got a new joint with Chingy that's out. He's got a nice little video, too. You know what I mean? I fuck with that video. It's called Throw It. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and set the motherfucking show off like that right there. You know what it is. Episode 317. We break any music around this bitch. Anybody tell you any different? Tell them kill themselves. It's the Subway, Charlie Young featuring Chingy. Let's go.
I'm I don't spend time. All this money should be your crime. Ask young man, you know I ain't lying. Throw it, throw it, throw it, it's gone. Made a money mountain, who's counting? It's on. Make it rain, ting, make it rain, ting. Your bra see me out, bet she say the same thing. Her girl on the strip, but need excuse, so they take them pole classes.
No, I don't.
You do.
Yeah. looking like Halle Berry. Man.
DHCB up in the building, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah. I smoke all day, drink all night. Smoke all day, drink all night. Yeah, yeah.
I smoke all day, I drink all night.
I'm on it. But show money, give me that dough money, I want it. Slow money better than no money, I want it. Whole money better than blow money, I'm on it. Show money better than throw money, I'm on it. But show money, give me that dough money, I want it. I'm a Bronx nigga, like the soft niggas. When it come to rap, I like the chomp chomp niggas. Bum bum niggas, let the guns blow. Y'all done know, law go gun ho. What you front for, everybody know the real. Pussy ass nigga, everybody know the deal. It's us enough and my guns is busting. If a nigga front and leave a nigga under something. We guap stars, yeah we block stars. Steady ducking cop cars, can't stop law. Got a good speed, got good bars, and I got good weed. Got a good team, got hood dreams. All my niggas gotta make it out the hood clean. Good morning, get money on the wake up. I talk money cause I'm trying to get my cake up. Slow money better than no money, I want it. Whole money better than blow money, I'm on it. Show money better than throw money, I'm on it. But show money, give me that dough money, I want it. Slow money better than no money, I want it. Whole money better than blow money, I'm on it. Show money better than throw money, I'm on it. But show money, give me that dough money, I want it.
Yeah, from Los Angeles to Germany, baby, and it's like that. Don't act like you ain't heard of me, baby, and it's like that. From one hemisphere to the next. Yes, tired of this environment, I favor something more. Can't wait to grow abroad, but the paper is a source of my nation to explore. Nations I'll embrace, savor the allure. Just a little taste, relaxation is secure. For the pain that I endure, my affliction's bad. I treat my passport like a prescription pad. All off the gift of gab, while my head's in hot water like a lifting bag. Me and Don should be bopping down the Autobahn, shopping in Paris, Rocky and his Commodore. Raised to hell with seven and L from Venice to Belgium. Spending my innings on Lenin, a member of rebellion. Enter Australia, off promoters' expenses, jet settings in our best interest. Moving and shaking, Zulu Nation, rock riffs.
Yeah, right.
Assume your station, and it's like that. From Los Angeles to Germany, baby, and it's like that. Don't act like you ain't heard of me, baby, and it's like that. From Los Angeles to Germany, baby, cause it's like that. Check. Can't be humble in the jungle in the second grade depression. Either hunt or become hunted. Play at your discretion. Stay on the offensive. Even if I cave to the pressure of my mind, no one's safe in your sector. Deceased and ghosts with legacies that never die. Like soldiers and cobras and G.I. Joe. I'm Big Ten in this game, man. You deep too. I see food like fish stands. And eat crews like William Rice and cheese. No as nice as me. My world, you just live it. You don't like it, leave. Now you on my wagon like I caught me a Volvo. You powder puff. This ain't stopping my mojo. Jojo, better rapping than you. You know, this ain't moving to the cabin salute. I wrote this in my sleep. Who told you you were beast? You the lion in the jungle, I'm the poacher in the jeep. And it's like that. From Los Angeles to Germany, baby, and it's like that. Check international. Don't act like you ain't heard of me, baby, cause it's like that. From Los Angeles to Germany, baby, and it's like that. Passport, stamp it up, let's go.
Let's go.
Satellite, Zach, straight. Rock your tirade, get it right. Come correct. In live on store in the net. Let's go, let's go.
Yeah, right. Rock riff,
yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Rock riff,
yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes, yes, yes.
My love is coming to the choice when here to be, gotta move. Voice man, try to tell him stop and shut him off. Like passion is doing something wrong. Wrong, what's wrong? Telling people no, no. Man got a thing for the ring like Frodo. Born natural, needing no Toto. Grew from the womb, where it come from, don't know. You want this? You gotta know that. Life comes down to moments, Kodak. California pockets flat, living broke ass. Move a house every year, gotta grow fast. Underground start to miles high. Now the cost of affected AI. But the heart's still the same from day dot.
My love is coming to the baseline. My love is coming to the baseline. My love is coming to the baseline. My love is coming to the baseline.
Signing off like a letter sincerely. I'm in the track, hear that, you hear me. Say nothing, the beat speak clearly. Been gone, but I'm back so near. We can actually feel the baseline, y'all feel me? Yeah, y'all feel me. We underground in the building, building. Every night like a movie set filming. I push it up, look close, feel him. Feel them, getting two goals, both those with a steel pen. Still blend, UK to USA.
My love is coming.
What up, though? Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's the site that you can hear us and stream us live over the internet during our live hours, which are 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Mondays through Thursdays. All right, let me give you a rundown of some of the artists that I just played right here in that first set. I got an interview that I'm going to go ahead and get into. So we're going to go ahead and break that in and take a couple calls. You know, normally we try to keep it all music on the subway here, but we're going to switch it up just a tad, just, you know, get a couple interviews in, and then we're going to get back into the music, though, you know. We won't hold you too long. We started off with the homie Charlie Young featuring Chingy. Throw It, the homie LaVon Dash with Getting Dough. Representing Baltimore, Fly Diz with All Day, All Night. Representing New York, Larson with Money. I forgot where the homie's from, but the homie Rocky Tyre with LAX Germany. And by way of the UK, you feel me? The homie Metis featuring Charlotte Renee with Baseline. Shouts out to those artists. We started it off down south, you know what I'm saying? Bring it back up, you know what I'm saying? Gave it to you hip hop. This is what we do over here, man. We mix it up. We're going to put some R&B on later. Don't worry about it. We got you, ladies. Absolutely. Let me hit my phone lines real quick. 850-532. What up, though?
What's going on, man? The Blizzard is Quincy, man. Photographer, man. What's poppin', man? I just wanted to give you a holler at. You know, them photos came out good, man. Do your thing on this show.
Man, that's what's up, homie. Shout out to the homie, man. If you ever caught my album and looked at my album, The Cinema of Me, this is the guy that did all the photography. He was real, real professional with it, real patient, you know what I mean? You know, everything went real smooth, you know what I mean? And I would recommend it to anybody. You know, if you guys got somebody who needs a photo shoot or whatever coming up, you know what I mean? Make sure you holler at my homie real quick, you know what I mean? And get his information and write that down and holler at him, man. Because if you see how great that my album layout ended up coming out, then, you know, this is the guy that took the pictures, man. So shouts out to you for calling the show. Shouts out to just doing what you do, man, and, you know, holding it down, keeping the prices reasonable for us independent artists, even though you can charge a lot more. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to the homie. Tell him your website and stuff, how to get in touch with you real quick.
Man, you can get me at www.QuincyGoodwinPhotography.com. Anyway, Facebook, Twitter, it's the same name. I don't hide. It's my name, QuincyGoodwinPhotography.com.
That's what's up, man. Well, I'm glad you finally got a chance to check that album out. I'm glad you called into the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Man, thank you, man, for hiring us, man. You keep this show going. We bumping it in the big Yukon XL on that tune, that iTunes right now, man. Keep doing your thing, bro. We love your CD. I bought two of them. You feel me? So keep doing you.
I appreciate it. Absolutely, man. I really appreciate that support. Really means a lot when it comes to people from your hometown. They showing you love and support like that right there. Real talk.
Hey.
Yep. All right, bro. Let me catch another. You want to say something real quick?
No, man. Go ahead, man. I just wanted to give you some love, man.
All right, man. Really appreciate that. Thanks. Stand by. All right.
You good. Yep.
All right. Before I get to my interview, one more time. My homie Blessed Child on the line representing New Jersey. What's happening, homie?
What's good, man? You know. Once again, enjoying the ride, you know. Appreciate this great music you're playing, bro.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks. I like those last two. I think the dude Metis is dope, but the dude Rocky Tyrae, that's a new joint. You know, you was on there when we illed that one last week. I got to throw that one on. That LAX to Germany, he killed that.
Yeah, man. He definitely did that.
I think. Yeah, I like the homie Larson's Money joint, too. I like that hook, the way he did that, too. You know what I mean? You feel me? So shouts out to him. But I like all the songs that I played, you know what I'm saying, tonight. You feel me? I like all of them.
Yeah.
They all bumping. It's you know, sometimes I get to where I just play all the only hot shit for like a whole subway. I don't give a fuck whose turn it is. Fuck it. I'm just on a roll and everything's hot back to back to back. All right? And that's shots got to go down sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what to tell you. All right. Stand by, man. Thanks for calling to the show. Let me get into this interview so we can get back to the music. All right?
No doubt.
All right. Wes Craze.
Yo, what up?
The homie's on the line. Shout out to the homie West Grave. He's got a joint that's in rotation, and we're gonna bump that when it's already in here, so I ain't breaking no rules. It's already in rotation here on the subway. He had a song here for a while until he took forever to get me the new joint, but we had his joint Rock and Roll that we played for a very long time until he broke out the new joint, you know what I'm saying, that he's got. But he also did a tour. He had a Rock and Roll tour with Ace Hood, man. So we want to allow him to come on to the show, man, and tell y'all about what he got going on, tell you about himself, tell you about that tour and everything, man. So let me cut the music, introduce the homie Wes Craze, Ben Paid, represent 850, man. Tell him who you is, where you from, and what you got popping, homie.
You already know it's your boy Wes Craze, Ben Paid, man, coming out of Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Man, making my way up to the A, to the Carolina, South Carolina, North Carolina, man. You already know what it is, man. You know, I'm out just out here just hustling, man, just out here grinding this music.
Absolutely. So how did the tour go? Tell people who you had on tour, what cities did you hit, and what made you want to do that? You know, just instead of getting a tour through another promoter or whatever, he decided as an artist himself to pay for his own tour. Tell the people how that worked out and, you know, the success that you got from that. And just, you know, would you recommend artists who can do it? Tell us about that.
That's the only way I see doing it now, man, because it gives yourself an opportunity to get paid. At the same time, you know, get exposure. So right off the bat, you got a win-win situation. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just how you work out your deal with the clubs and shit, you know what I mean, what you can bring to the table, what kind of artists you can bring. So, you know, I wanted to work with artists that's kind of in my lane. You know, I kind of want to be in their lane. So, you know, I went and got Rocco for two dates. I went and got Ace Hood for a date, and I went and got Young Dro. And you know what I'm saying? And we just back-to-back them dates, you know what I'm saying? And just made it happen, man. And that's what you call laying down that foundation, because the people got to see me in North Carolina, in Raleigh, Greensboro, Columbia, you know, around them cities, and that never knew me, that didn't know about West Craig. But, you know, now they do, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's what that's why I put together the Rock and Roll Promo Tour, man. I had to do it.
That's what's up, man. So in the cities that you hit, and the thing about it, like, you know, people don't understand maybe how touring works or how people do that. But, you know, you pretty much get to set how long you're going to perform because you're the promoter. And as an artist, that's great because you got the draw of the name of the Rocco, the Acid, you know, Young Joe, people that already have major exposure before. So that's going to get them to come out. And then you can set your own, you know, it ain't got to be like you got to come in there and do like one song and get off the stage, like, you know, as an open act or something. You know, you pretty much running the tour yourself. Of course, that takes money. Got to have your chips up to even pull it off because, of course, you know, it is what it is. But if you get everything up, I think that may be the future of artists who got their own funds. You know, they get with a couple of artists who's bubbling in these places, and then they come, and then that way they can just get all the promo. They own all the flyers, their VIP, everything, just like everybody else. And I think it's a good idea, you know, if artists can afford it. Of course, most of the time you're going to run into artists who couldn't afford maybe to pull it off, but some artists can, or maybe they can get an investor, and they bring the artist, and it's like a Wes Crave tour. But, you know, it's like he's already on tour with these people already because he's actually bringing them to the dates. So it's kind of like a cross between being an artist and a promoter at the same time, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, man. You know, like, I wouldn't even do a flyer without me on the front of the flyer because it's my tour, but I got Rocco right there with me, or I got Ace Hood right there, you know what I mean, for the flyer because, you know, it is my tour. So, you know, and it is about me getting my exposure. So, you know, I'm going to put me on the flyer right there with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have my booth, my bottles, and everything set up like, you know, like I'm already a star because that's how I feel anyway. So that's how it had to be done and shit, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Of course you got to have a mentality. You got to know you're going to win, not hope, you know what I'm saying, in this game.
Exactly.
You know? Exactly, because, you know, and I know you can tell that it's the game is treacherous, man. There's a lot of stuff that goes on, man. It's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? You got to watch yourself. But the more, as an artist, that you take control of your own destiny and take control of your affairs and don't leave them in the hands of other people, then the better it will be for you in the long run. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I learned that hands-on because, you know, having a budget and shit, you know, you try to pay people, you know, to get out there and do it for you, but ain't nobody going to go harder for yourself than yourself. You know what I'm saying? And, right. You know, I had to learn that the hard way, you know what I mean, thinking people were going to move because, you know, money do make people move, but, man, ain't nobody out here going to outgrind me. So, you know, I just, you know, put the funds behind myself and just, you know, just outgrind myself, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Well, real quick, introduce this joint that we got coming up, man. You feel me? The new joint that's in rotation here on the show. The name of this joint is called Bleed the Block. It's featuring Hustle Boy and featuring Slim Gutter. How did this song come about? Who did the track and what's really going on with it?
Yeah, you know, my nigga, my partner Draco, LVB in the house, you know what I'm saying? He had sent me over some beats and shit, and I was like thumbing through them, and I was like, I found one. He was like, all right, this nigga Freddy Krueger did it, so I linked up with him. You know what I'm saying? I need that track. You know, I was already working in the A, you know, and, you know, I was running around with Hustle Boy and shit. And, you know, Slim Gutter, you know, that's, you know, Big Wayne's artist and shit. You know, I was fucking with them, you know, over at Throwbacks. And so we just made it happen, man. It's a real gangster track, you know, a real street anthem for y'all niggas, man. You know, so, you know, I'm just out here bleeding the block, man. You know, whether it's in the streets, at work, you know what I'm saying? Wherever in this music, man, you got to bleed the block, man. So, you know, it just ain't carried into just the streets, man. It's bleeding the block however you work, however you get your money, man. So just go hard at it.
All right. Well, tell the people how they can get a hold to your music and everything, and then we're going to go ahead and run that and get back into the subway. But tell the people how they can get to you and contact you and any websites or any information you want to give out real quick.
Yeah, man, you know, just hit me up on Twitter and shit. You know, my Facebook is really my Facebook. That's my real name and shit. So, you know, you just hit me up on there, man. I got the CD circulating, man. You can hit me up if you need to show me your host something, 850-376-0177. That's my real phone number, man. I'm cutting out all middle, man. Just holler at me direct, and let's get this money. So, you know, go ahead and break into that Bleed the Block, man. You already know what it is.
All right, man. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum, the homie Wes Crave, checking in. He just came off the Rock and Roll Tour. He's going to be doing other tours in the future. This is his new joint called Bleed the Block featuring Hustle Boy and Slim Gutter. Hey, let's get it. You know what it is, man. Home in the Indies.
Blizzum, appreciate you, homie.
Absolutely, bro. Salute. It's the subway, bitches. Run that. We'll be right back.
out here hustling up a budget. You should see how I bleed the block. Been laid low for 2 days, now I go and bleed the block. Black D every day while a nigga bleed the block. Every second, every minute, every hour I'm bleed the block. Now this is what I call sewing up the city. Grade A work, everybody fucking with me. A nigga pockets full, but my stomach empty. Money over everything, just to put it simply. I need to buy a mansion, I need to buy a boat. So in other words, I need to buy some more coats, and buy some more pounds, and buy some more pills. If you ain't grabbing no weight, I ain't serving no deals. And that's just how it go though when you're breaking down a kilo. Told my girl to hit a cholo, cause we need some more trabajo. I need that light green, we just call it that gecko. Everything for sale, I'm stacking up a lot of pesos. Have these niggas and snitches, call them Jose Casecos. I should start smacking niggas up and call it Mano. I'm playing with them blocks, I just call them Legos. And you ain't getting no real money, I call that Play-Doh. I'm hustling up a budget, you should see how I bleed the block. Been lay low for 2 days, now I go and bleed the block. Black tea every day, while a nigga bleed the block. Every second, every minute, every hour I'm bleed the block.
Right by my car, this hustle shit in my veins. We cut from a different cloth. I know that I'm living wrong, but I'm trying to live right. Deeper than a stone, just know this my real life. Fantasies are made, believe me, what you talk ain't phasing me. That shit you talk is makeup, I ain't talking Maybelline. Black on black headed soul, 10 toes down in the street. Gotta be low key, nigga, do you know me? OG, know me, since the jib been in the shit. Play the cards I was dealt, which led to me selling bricks. Met Debo, see my first kilo, and the amigo, call him Chico. Now it's fuck you, just like I'm CeeLo.
Fuck everybody.
Yeah, and on that block I was raised out. Get your don't call one phone call.
I'm hustling up a budget, you should see how I bleed the block. Been laid low for 2 days, now I go and bleed the block. Black tea every day, while a nigga bleed the block. Every second, every minute, every hour I'm bleed the block.
Got him! Slim that is! What's happening, man? Let's show these niggas how we do this shit, man.
Bleed the block like I stabbed it. Got two bowls of the endo left. If you want a better, come grab it. Make the money, then stash it. Take it out of that plastic. All my work get fronted to me. I don't know nothing about no taxes. If you niggas try to credit something, I'ma stop it up, so don't ask me. I don't fuck with you fuck niggas. I'm trying to cop me an Aston Martin. Ain't no bargains. Everything hot over here. Niggas trying to get a deal, better go over there. Don't try over here. And I ain't worried about the robbers. Everybody got fight over here. Lot of scraps out in the trap house. Tell the raw nigga you might die over here.
Okay.
We money hungry. Invest in small businesses for the purpose of money laundering. I got all this money on me. I feel like did it with all this dirty money. I got these people shot by the way I leave the block. From Georgia to Florida, we set up shop.
I've been hustling up a budget, you should see how I bleed the block. Been laid low for 2 days, now I go and bleed the block. Black tea every day, while a nigga bleed the block. Every second, every minute, every hour, I'm bleed the block.
Big C, I got bad news that I'm calling. Oh, why? My bank account got.
Bank out. powerful with your pussy all up in my grill. Everything is feeling right cause we up on the pill. That mean you rolling all night, so you know the deal. You know the game, babe. I wanna have your pussy tripping like rain, babe. You all on top of me, wearing my chain, babe. I love you when you ride, you doing your thing, babe. I'm saying, babe, we've been rolling all day, fucking all night. Up to you, girl. Matter of fact, lay down, let me tell you what to do, girl. And know the chick, but I got you feeling like a fool, girl. You know the city life, fast money and sex with drugs on the side. So baby girl, tell me is you feeling right? Cause baby girl, we bout to roll all night. Alright.
Whoa.
That go. What up, though, man? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in once again. Episode 317. The Subway, the Underground Ride Out. All we do is break any music over here. Everybody that you're hearing over here has been through our music review process called Ill or Kill. Basically, we play the song live on the air, and the people tell us whether or not they like it. If they love it, then the artist pays the toll to take a ride into the Subway, and it's as simple as that. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Check us out p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't tune in via Blog Talk Radio while we're live, you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, or we can direct you to our parent site, which is chainlessentertainment.com. C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, chainlessentertainment.com, all right? Go check us out. You can also listen to the replays of the show via the parent site. We put the replays up over there, and you can also, we have links to everything. So if you just want to go to chainlessentertainment.com, you can find the iTunes link, and you can also find the link back to the live broadcast stream, and you can listen to some of our music, watch some of our videos, check out some mixtapes we're on, interviews, all kind of stuff, everything about Chainless Entertainment, K1's Internet Radio, and me, yours truly, Blizzum. Real quick, let me run down who I just played, all right? Started that set off, of course, with the homie that we interviewed, Wes Crave, with Bleed the Block, featuring Hustle Boy and Slim Gutter. Then the Mascots with Commas, Marquise with Illusions, Sean Ward representing Texas with Roland, and then KD representing California with Farewell. All indie artists, all great, especially those R&B songs. Yeah, you ain't fucking with them. I'm going to my phone line real quick before we get back into the music. We got another interview that we're going to do later on in the show. All right? Got another interview we're going to do later on in the show. All right? Hold on real quick. 203. What up,
bro? What it is, man? What's going down, bro? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm over here just working, man. Just working, trying to show love to these artists. Reznok, what's happening, man?
Yeah, man, you know, just grinding always, man, all day, every day. Nah, I does it.
Right, right. Well, shout out to you, man. What you got going on?
Man, I just got off satellite radio yesterday with Miss Mimi, man, on the Sunday show, man, with Bump and Dump, and everybody called in and bumped it, so I appreciate all the love that everybody that showed in. It's just on our rise, and we're just trying to put out the next single, trying to still push and tippy toe people to love it in the streets, but it's working out good right now.
All right, that's what's up, man. Well, I appreciate you calling and taking a minute to call into the show. Shouting us out here at K1's Internet Radio. You know what I'm saying? We all about the indie artists. We all about giving guys exposure. So since you've already been on the show, you've been through Illa Kill, we got the joint tippy toe over here. We'll go ahead and show you some love since you're on the phone lines right now. And we'll go ahead and get back into the music, man. All right?
That's what it is, man. You be saying be easy now.
All right, homie. Right here on the subway, man. The homie Reznok with Tippy Toe. We're going to run down. We're going to go ahead and get back into the music because we got the interview coming up. Since we got these interviews in the middle of the Subway segment today, we're going to try and play as much music as we possibly can and, you know, give the guys some love and give the guys some exposure, okay? You know what it is, man. Episode 317. It's the Subway, bitches. You rocking with the best.
Okay. Yeah, let me get in this again. Tippy, tippy toe with hands if I ain't. Light on my feet like a young Sammy Dave. Put the rats in the packs so for me it's more cheese. But I ain't tap dancing, I'm just stopping off my sneaks. No, I can't teach my swag, it's heaven sent. So would I be in a room, they're irrelevant. No, I don't rap, I recite how I'm living. And you hear a couple songs, mess around, think we best friends. Even as a little me, I was a little different. You and the little toys, I was up in little women. I was falling hard, you were still trying to scrimmage. While you were thinking about it, I was teaching how I did it. Nah, I ain't the blueprint, oh, got it locked down. I'm just trying to decrypt everything. I just keep it real, I ain't really into acting out. But if you want the fake, listen, give me my back now. I'm a one a mil. Whatever I got, I'm still gon' build. Till my stack so tall, they gon' raise up the ceiling.
that I'll never be. Too much pride and a little too headstrong. Fall on my face, that was their prediction. If this is falling down, you better check your definition. Think it's time to wake up. Every time I wake up, I be on a grind like every year we go. You shooting on them razors, I think it's time to change up. I'm trying to go from four doors to that G4. I'm just trying to change the definition of average. Flying overseas just a bit of a sandwich. Hustle all day like a young curve ran with free with the dough. I'm gonna need more fabric.
be hunching. Let me tell you something. You can go ahead with all that frontin'. I'm hooky, we be hunching. I'ma shoot you like a Lunchable. Babe, you know you hunchable. Hit the gas, get comfortable. Pants gone, shirt off.
Get naked before I take off. Sippy, it got me bent. The best time to have sex when you hit it first. Now don't look okay, that cow got a sick. Now she's screaming and she won't move. I'm a Florida freak, I got my never.
A box of black pack and a big bottle of goose and a zip for that coupe that had a room getting loose. You can hit me on the metro or chirp me on the bus.
She got that wet, that tight.
Not here.
man. Yeah. Fucked up, cause everybody thought that we would last long. See what happens when you don't have a foundation to stand on. Being honest, I'm surprised we made it to this period. Being with you like being with a bitch on a period. Yeah. All that damn complaining, mom, I'm so sick of hearing it. Shit we argue about, come on, you know that shit was ignorant. I had the nerve to want you to be my child next mother. What? How we supposed to be lovers when we belittle each other? Dang. We knew the things that we did and said, mom, was dead wrong. On the turn to make a thing for her, that was a turn on. Shit wasn't running good, we like a bad motor. Had a come to realization, this relationship has been over. Been over. I can never make you happy, mom, meet your expectations. My feelings in this luggage, my heart with me, I'll be taking. I'll be good taking. Luck to the next nigga, put up with you, bitch. Luck, it's my breakup letter to you, sincerely Slick, and I hear.
And now she hear it. And all I hear is. And all I hear her say is, but all we both say is, it ain't working like. You know what I mean?
When you get to that point, when all you hear is, you know, all she hears is you say, and all you hear her say is, y'all not even listening to each other no more, man. Sometimes we treat relationships like puzzles, man. It may look good and look like it goes there, but then we trying to force it to fit. Yeah, that's where we at. So, this is my breakup letter, baby. You know, something's gotta give.
Yo, slick with a pen flow, stay eloquent. Tryna do it large like I came from an elephant. I'm hella bent on being relevant. Irrelevant, my swag and intelligence equals excellence. The pessimists tried to question him. Have reservations like they checking in. I proved them wrong, see I'm strong, you can check the chin. You counted out, you should've counted in. I'm out to win, winning, no Charlie Sheen. I got a gnarly team, and plus a gnarly scheme. My life is like a party scene, bruh, it's hard to dream. Fly whip. Fly kick, fly chick. Working hard to touch the stars, we the fly is. Touching down on Mars, what a nice trip. I be crushing on these bars, call me Vice Grip. Road tone is cold, man, I might slip. And my stock is always rising, not a slight dip.
You know that no matter where we go, we stay fly.
Never catch us on the sideline. Up in the game like it's prime time. Wishing it like supernovas, controlling the aspects of our timeline. And fishing the mission, it takes the higher limits. Flows got us standing above the rest like monuments. You catch me spitting like you flew off a cliff. We only speak on tracks after sips of the expensive. We grind live with a shine that'll catch your eye. Like it's a requirement for ways that we live life. Now keep in mind, we got rhymes, we connected. Cause we masters at what we do, no pun intended. We stay fresh from head to toe. Only haters disbelieve, but the rest seem to know. We hustle with the juice at the palm of our hands. To speak with poetry to spread it all across the land.
You know that no matter where we go, we stay fly.
Wake up with the price in my mind, ambition. You see in my eyes, you can never take my drive, even if you break me down, alright? Realize I shine bright like the sky, the sky. Painting pictures on my mind each day and night. I keep it right, stay focused, never lose my sight. Keep on moving, never losing till the day I die.
Check microphone mix. I'ma keep rising like my first name is Pilot. Why is always difficult the way my life is? I is only wanting pieces of the pie is. Type this. How will I know if I don't try it? Like it. Something that I know that I might get. Write this. Hands in the air when I protest. No, it's never gonna stop cause I'm focused. Hopeless. Never trying to stop me. A earth seeds that we sow in the dirt. They now growed up and made worse. A volunteer army, you all wear our shirts. 2 minutes later, you all sing our first C message. Legs stay restless, slow C x-ray. Crocodile Dundee, straight through your chest, mate. Checkmate, everything I do, I get a checkmate. 100 grand sitting on my chest plate.
You know that no matter where we go, we stay fly. Like balloons are in the sky.
I'm a shopaholic.
Let's get it. What's happening? What's happening, man? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Really appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Welcome to the show, man. I'm your host, Blizzum. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. You are listening to the Subway, the Underground Ride Out, where we play all indie music here on the show. Of course, you know the artists that are being played in rotation on the show have been through our music review process, which is called L or Kill. And that's what the artists send us the music into the show, and then we play it live on the show, and then the people on the phone lines tell us whether or not it's ill or should it be killed. Of course, if they get more ills than kills, then they have paid the toll to catch a ride onto the subway, the Underground Ride Out. All right, so that's how it works here at K1 Internet Radio. So you listen to some of the best indie artists in the nation, man. We got artists from all across the nation that send in music. If you're an artist and you want to get on the show or you want to get onto the rotation for the subway, just send me one MP3. Please send me one. If you send me three, I'm just going to play the first one at the top. Send me one MP3, your single, the one you're going with. All right? Doesn't have to be clean. Doesn't need to be mixed or mastered. Because if it's not mixed or mastered, when I play it on Ill or Kill, the people are going to be like, I can't understand it. And guess what? That's your ass. All right? So, K100Radio@gmail.com. Once again, K100Radio@gmail.com. Got one more interview. One more interview. For episode 316, the car number 40, the Subway Underground Ride Out. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. Follow the show on Twitter at K100_radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. And, of course, you can get access to the show, replays, the music, the movement, everything at www.chainlessentertainment.com. But now, on the phone lines, we have Ruin, and she's got a new joint with Stewie Rock called Bodyguard. Let's go ahead and get her on the phone lines. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? Thanks for calling the show.
Thank you for
having me. All right. So, you haven't even been on the Ill or Kill show, so no one's probably heard your music or anything that's probably listening to, via K100 yet. I'm pretty sure they've heard it because I know you're on your grind, but they may haven't heard it on here yet. But they will in a minute. We're going to go ahead and play the song for the first time on this particular show. And go ahead and tell us about how this all came about. How did you hook up with Stewie Rock? And the meaning behind this song. Go ahead and give us a rundown about it.
Well, I'm originally from Richmond, Virginia. You know, I had a song, Southside Superstar, featuring Lil Boosie. I made a lot of noise with that. I relocated to Atlanta. And, Stewie, I didn't even know that Stewie and Jay Nix was the same people, but I was rocking with Stewie Vibe, got him in the studio. That's when I realized they were the same people, which works out better because I know he got his movement, I got mine, and we just gelled together on the Bodyguard. It was just a song that I already had, and he added his flavor to it, and, you know, we had perfect chemistry, so we came up with it.
All right, so you say you're from Virginia, right?
Yeah, Richmond.
Richmond, Virginia. I actually used to live in Norfolk for 3 years. You know, I lived in Norfolk for 3 years. I was in the military back in the day. And, it was all right, Hampton Roads area, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 757 area.
Yeah, yeah, I was up there for 3 years, man. So, you know, I enjoyed the time, didn't really enjoy the military. but I enjoyed the women. Anyway, back to the point. I'm getting off tax. I'm just going to the left. But anyway, so we're going to play your music in a minute, but what inspires you? Where you get your flavor from? What made you want to start being a FMC, what made you want to, be a rapper, what made you want to go into the music industry?
My uncle used to do parties all the time, and I was really interested in being a DJ, but he was like, nah, you're not going to mess up my turntables and my needles here, heckle the mic. So when he used to do his parties all the time, I was always on the mic like, yeah, uh-huh, just kind of hyping the crowd up until I really, start putting words together. And through middle school all the way to high school, I just used to battle people in the lunchroom. You know, it was something that I had a gift for. Like, I even got detention for doing it in class. So, I just followed the dream.
All right. Well, that's what's up. Well, let me ask you this. What do you feel about, and I always ask all my female artists, what do you feel about the current state of female MCs in the game? Of course, at this particular point, there is only one. People can say what they want to say. It's not that she's the only one in the game, but with Nicki Minaj, she's the only one that's getting pushed and getting major rotation and play. I feel like that's a travesty when it comes to hip-hop. Hip-hop was never meant to be that way when it comes to the females. It was going to always be a male-dominated. It was going to always be male-dominated just because of what it is. But this is the first time I think maybe in hip-hop history that we've only had really literally one female artist. And that's why on my show I try to give the females, you know, I try to play at least two female female hip-hop artists per Subway. We got a lot of, you know, females that I just try and show love to and everything. But what do you think about that? Do you feel like, because I tell people all the time, I'm like, even Nicki needs competition. Like, she has, if she is the Lil' Kim and she's taking Kim's place, remember Kim always had Eve and Foxy right on her tail to keep her sharp. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel like that it's actually a detriment to her career. She should want more motherfuckers. She always, you know, I understand being at the top is fun, but she should want more major competition out there. It would help her. What do you feel about that?
I feel like, you know, it's a different time now. Like, back in the day, you know, I think men looked at female rappers, you know, as a equal, like they stood beside them because it was a lot of them. And now with the all the booty shaking and the, you know, derogatory things against women, it's like now when a man think about women rapping, you rap, but what's up with something else? I don't think they take us as serious as they did back in the day.
So I think
that has a lot to do with females actually getting in the game.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What we're going to play your song or whatever. They're going to hear this particular song. I know everybody has more than one particular song, one style of song, but how do you feel about women who dress sexually, who dress provocative, and why they doing their show on stage? I mean, it's like, if you're a woman, if you're sexy, you sexy. You know, a lot of women feel like they rap about that because that's what it's like being a woman. You know what I mean? Women do wear small, tight-fitting clothes and show cleavage and show ass. You know, that's, even though that doesn't necessarily signify what every woman is, a lot of women,
right,
a lot of people in general feel like women are... An attractive woman is what's popping. That's what a woman wants to be. She wants to be eye-catching to the man. You know what I mean? So it's like,
right,
for them to, you know, that's a major part of being a woman. Having your hair and your nails done, you know what I mean, and being fly is a very, very, very important part of being a female. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, a dope boy can all, that's why you, the thing is, that's why a lot of rappers rap about having money and a lot of women rap about being sexy, because as a man, you judged on what you got. You got to have money. You can be a dope boy, and all you can wear is just jeans, a white tee, and some clean Air Force Ones all the time with a fresh hat and have a pocket full of money, and everybody be like, oh, but he paid. Well, don't you got their jewelry, it don't matter. Females, they got to be fly. Their nails can't be looking crazy. They got to be smelling good, tight clothes, everything, weave, everything, whatever they got going on, got to be fly. And so if that's what signifies beauty and whatever, and that's what signifies being a woman to me, I'm like, of course they're gonna rap about that. Of course they're gonna talk about shaking their ass and shopping and shit, because that's what women do. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Right. I mean, to a certain degree, that's exactly how it is. I mean, honestly, that's how the labels want you to be. But I feel like, you know, Nicki Minaj does not represent every woman, so it should be, you know, a different person that represent everybody. Like, when it comes to men in hip-hop, it's a different dude that could represent every type of man.
Right.
But it's not that when it comes to women. And I think that's a little unfair, because I'm sure if it was all good for Nicki Minaj to just strictly be hip-hop, then that's what it would be. But she has to be somebody else in order to cross over. Now, don't get me wrong. If that's her, that's her. But I don't think that every woman that comes in the game, that same standard should be put on them, because if that's not them, that's not them.
Okay, but and what I understand totally what you're saying. That's not them, but you know the music. Of course, you know if you're in this game right now, you know the music industry. It's going broke. It's motherfuckers ain't got money. Budgets are shrinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All this shit is going on. So it's like the thing they care about is branding. So they want to be able to sell you in every way possible. You know what I'm saying? So if they feel like you can be the illest flow spitter, like a Rod Digger or something like that right there, but if you ain't cute enough, or your ass ain't big enough or whatever, they ain't gonna be able to cross promote you and sell you over to the Sprite commercial, you know what I mean, or get you, you know what I'm saying, that modeling gig, or get you on the cover of Maybelline, or all this other shit, because now they 360 everybody, and now as an artist, when they say, if you do some kind of way actually get a deal in this environment, that's like, you thought it was hard now, it's really hard now. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? Yes, but now it's a requirement. Then. Yeah, you have to be able to be promoted across different platforms, because no one's going to buy them. People aren't necessarily making the money off the music anymore. They're making money off the name. So her brand, it's going from being an artist into branding. And so if
exactly
right, so if Ruin, of course. Well, let me be to you. You know what I'm saying? I've actually seen pictures of you and stuff, and I've seen your press kit. So, I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't have a problem with looks. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I understand what you're saying, but when somebody look at you, even though you're spitting and flowing, they're going to look at you and gonna be like, oh, she hot. So you
right.
It makes it easier for you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can
right.
be the dopest ever, but at the end of the day, as a female, you know it's got to be about looks, because society puts that on women in general. Thus, I know what you're saying, but as a woman, I'm like, as a female MC, I think, you know, it kind of comes with the territory with you guys, because we care about what you look
yeah,
like.
It does. It
you know?
Does, and you know, I thank God that, you know, I have what I have, but at the same time, because I look the way I look, I don't really condone it. Like, I don't enjoy walking into a room and it's about business, and, you know, they might be trying to talk about something else, because I kind of feel like, okay, we hear about business. Even though I'm a woman, there's a time and a place for this. When it comes to selling records, there is a certain standard that you have to have. But at the end of the day, when you're selling records and there's a message and there's a point that you're trying to get across, not all of it has to be about sex. And I
right.
feel like the look, it might be the attention grabber. But when you listen to what I'm saying, I'm not like her, I'm not like her, I'm not like her. I wasn't raised the way she was. I wasn't raised in the same hood they was, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's a place for all of us. And
right,
at the end
is.
Of the day, I feel like talent is what's going to carry you. You can look hella good, but at the end of the day, talent is what's going to give you that longevity.
All right. I agree. The longevity does come with the talent, because you can. I mean, and that now that doesn't change from the male or the female, because you know you got these cookie cutter rappers who sound like 30 other niggas, and they get played all the time on the radio here. But then they be who are they and where are they next year?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on now here in Atlanta. Of course, you know, you listen to Atlanta radio and you turn on Atlanta radio and you got
yeah.
the same people rapping about the same money traps over the same beats with the same little hooks, and it is what it is. That's just the nature
yeah.
of music here in the city. But I think as a female, you know, I think I do say that you guys do have it way harder, you know what I'm saying, than everybody else. And it's only because not only do you gotta sometimes adhere to the cookie cutter and do all that, but then you're a woman and you never know when you walk into a room whether or not somebody's just like generally speaking and trying to really help you or trying to get some pussy. It's like you don't
right.
ever really know, you know what I'm saying? So I understand that part about it. You know what I mean? I know doing this show and just being an artist myself and being a producer myself, I see females all the time and I just hear crazy stuff that cats be doing, you know what I'm saying? And I just be like,
right.
yo, man, that's so just. To me, that's lame as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even like when niggas do it, because I'm like, nigga, if she wants you, she wants you, gonna do whatever. Like, nigga, come in there and handle business, and what that's gonna be, that's a whole nother
exactly.
situation. But
exactly.
I can tell you that I'm actually, literally, to be honest with you, from the male part and behind the scenes in the music industry, I'm actually on the downside of how many people, how many guys think that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even if I look at a
right.
female and she's fine, I'm a man. I'm a heterosexual male. When I look at her, I'm going to look at you and say, damn, she's fine. Yeah, but when it's coming down to business or whatever, we're going to handle all that. Now, every man that's going to look at a woman is going to think a sexual thought unless he gets
right.
it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're going to think something sexual if she come in the room and she's stunting. Period, point blank. You can't help it. It's a natural. It's like breathing in and out
right.
oxygen for us, nigga. When we see a female, we're going to think something sexual, but do you act on it? Do you take it there? That's where you got to have the control. You know what I'm saying? Because we are men, you know, and we're going to do that, think that. But you got to learn more control. And I feel like in the entertainment industry, I noticed that most dudes, and I can admit it, most dudes, most niggas I fuck with in the industry is like, nigga, 9 out of 10 times, are they fucking with a female artist or some shit, they trying to fuck something. Like, most
right.
of the time. You know what I'm saying? It's, it is what it is. I know you guys got it tough. So over here at K100, we always try to show you guys love. You know what I mean? So we try to give you guys a platform. So go ahead and introduce this song. We're going to go ahead and play it, and we're going to get back into the music. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Ruin for calling into the show. Shouts out for her to be a grinder. This is her new joint. Go ahead and introduce it, and we're going to play it.
It's your girl, Ruin, the Southside Superstar, and it's my new single, Bodyguard, featuring Stewie Rock on K100. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Money.
Black circle in the building.
Get into that money. Story rock up in the building.
Hey. Tonight, I'm looking like a star. My crew got the jury.
she the baddest. Ain't no need to brag, cause these other bitches average. J-Boy shit, so she calling me a savage. Couldn't walk past it, that ass is a fire.
Now they talking crazy, so call my dope boys through. Uh-huh. call you when we done fucking. You come meet her. You good? I told her I'm Gucci and threw her three fingers. Gucci mean, but a head game mean. Yeah. Said her baby daddy might have won a major leaguer. Right. Wanna taste Benny Hunters, tied a little Caesar. $5 pizzas. Ask me, do I pitch? Cause I ball all season. She can see, she see me and was Caesar. Say she like my swag, but she love my demeanor. Listen to Beyonce, got a thick and she a diva.
What?
Want me to write for my designer sneakers. What she talking about? I'm Gucci. I don't need her. Little mama in the cut, she got her eyes on me. Cute face, big lips, say she wanna suck me. Fat ass, long hair, but she like my homie. Blowing kush, sipping Louis, and throw me Gucci. Cause I'm Gucci. We getting money on the block. I'm Gucci. You know I always keep a knot. I'm Gucci. It's a hoe about the parking lot. Cause I'm Gucci.
From the D, you see that old English. I hit the club and my gold gleaming. I look like money, so the foes scheming. Pull up in the drop, hoes screaming. Y'all nose bleed. I'm on the court side next to Greg Monroe and FaceTime. I'm about this shit, I'ma make mine. You gon' meet the man trying to take mine. Yo, bitch, give a nigga FaceTime. Cause a Rolex, a nigga FaceTime. Gucci wrap round the waistline. Bad bitch trying to take mine. Told her, hurry up, don't waste time. No cake time, I'ma hit it quick. She wanna be a rich nigga, bitch. Told her, get off a rich nigga dick. Dope boys, we cash out. Poor bitch with her ass out. Drop her off, then smash out. Don't trust a bitch, so the mag out. Dope boys, we cash out. Poor bitch with her ass out. Drop her off, then smash out. Don't trust a bitch, so the mag out.
Lil mama in the cut, she got her eyes on me. Cute face, big lips, say she wanna suck me. Fat ass, long hair, but she like my homie. Blowing kush, sipping Louis, and throw me Gucci. Cause I'm Gucci. We getting money on the block. I'm Gucci. You know I always keep a knot. I'm Gucci. Pimps a hoe about the parking lot. Cause I'm Gucci.
Find me on the corner, I'll be right there with my crew.
Right here.
If I ain't the trigger man, I'll be right there when they shoot.
Ha.
See, walking in my forces, or I'm hiking in my boots.
Yes,
they come and take us off, I'll be right there when they do. She hot when I diddy bop, I'm like, what is these cats doing? I've been sliming a long way, since pull over and pad doing. She got Gucci over my seat, while parked in a lax screwing. I'm fucking, she call it phoning. Did I miss it? She a black shit. Don Julio, a couple bills, now I'm dumb high. Feds on our ass, so I'm clapping out through some fire. Group by team. Slime, good players are hard to come by.
Ball.
The first is what you ball for. I win and act that I'm high. Coach don't draw no plays. All he say is get a win.
I got
his mama put me out. All I know is get it in. Authorities ask questions. All I do is sit and grin. I can't grind all my life. I do numbers with this pen. I'm
Lil mama in the cut. She got her eyes on me. Cute face, big lips. Say she wanna suck me. Fat ass, long hair. But she like my homie. Blowing kush, sipping Louis. Throw me Gucci. Cause I'm Gucci, we getting money on the block. I'm Gucci, you know I always keep a knot. I'm Gucci, it's a hoe about the parking lot. Cause I'm Gucci.
Show you right. Anyway, real quick though, let me tell you who I just played real quick before you rolled out. Of course, I started the set off with the homegirl Ruin with Bodyguard featuring Stewie Rock. Then went out to the homie still kept it Southside, JD Boys with Shawty Bad. 44 Water representing South Carolina with Bow Down. Ah, that's one of my favorites. Shout out to 44 Water. Just saw him this past week at the ATL Record Pool, the homie. You know, we did an interview and everything over there. So, shout out to 44 Water and South Cax. And ended it with the homie Slime Money. With, I'm Gucci. You know what I mean? So, that's it, man. Shout out to all the artists that we played on the show tonight. Shout out to everybody who was interviewed, which was Ruin. And the homie Wes Crave. You know what I mean? Shout out to those guys and their grinds. I wish them luck. You know what I mean? I hope everything is a success. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. Of course, if you haven't already, please. But please follow us on Twitter. All right? At K100 underscore radio. Of course, if you have Facebook, we have a Facebook page. So please go to our Facebook page and like it, all right? Do that for us, especially if you're an artist getting played on the show. And you can see the playlist and see some of the people that we playing. If you like a song, you can connect with them through the Facebook page, all right? Just go to Facebook and just type in K100. You know what I'm saying? When you see the middle finger, of course, you know that's us. And please, 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 last but not least, go to our parent site and check us out. Read about us. Listen to our music, our movement. We got a lot going on over here. Production company, studio. We do video editing, graphics. And we got, of course, K100 Internet Radio. me, the artist Blizzum, and other artists that's on the roster for the label, check us out, man. www.chainlessentertainment.com. C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S. Chainlessentertainment.com. Subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Hit us up, man. I really appreciate everybody for tuning in to the show. You know what it is, episode 317. It's the Subway. Deuces.